This episode is sponsored by Tunbridge Accountants. Are you a creative entrepreneur looking for financial support? Do you need clarity around your numbers or help with decisions related to your business finances? Do you even know what all the numbers mean? Before I worked with Tunbridge Accountants, I definitely didn't. Wendy and Lawton are not just accountants, they're your partners in navigating the complexities of business finance. They make VAT, corporation tax, cash flow management, all of this really simple, guiding you through all the decisions you need to make, whether that's a company purchase, setting up a new business, whether to register as a business. Wendy and Lawton can give you really honest, practical advice on everything. And by letting them take care of your business finances, it then frees you up to focus on what you do best, creating and selling your products. So thank you again to Tunbridge Accountants for sponsoring this podcast.
Welcome to the Bring Your Product Ideas to Life podcast. Practical advice and inspiration to help you create and sell your own physical products. Here's your host, Vicky Weinberg.
So, welcome. Today, I'm talking to Natalia Bolek, founder of Naboso Handmade. Natalia creates wooden personalized gifts, which she creates together with her clients. Each and every one is unique and one of a kind. So without any further ado, I'd love to introduce you to Natalia. So hi, thank you so much for being here.
Hi, I'm happy to be here as well. How are you?
Really good, thank you. So let's start. Could you tell us a bit more about your business and what it is that you sell, and perhaps describe your products a little bit for us? I was mentioning before we started that I've had a look at your website, and your products to me are so unique and creative. And of course, I'll put a link in the show notes. Everyone can actually see them. But can you just describe what they are and what you do, please?
I make these boxes, which I don't make them from scratch, as some people might think. I just buy boxes, which are from pine wood. Then I paint them with acrylic paints, and they are in this, as you've probably noticed, that more like shabby chic or vintage style. But I think, and what we found out with my clients, it works for everyone, like even for kids. And then they can be personalized, whatever like you want. It's it can come with your own wording, it can come with your own pictures, or it can go without pictures at all. But sometimes I've got the clients calling me and saying that they need a gift for someone who's got absolutely everything. And it's so hard to like choose something, especially if you've got like small amount of money. And then we can create something together, like even if it's just a simple tissue cover box. And then you just put there a picture of her and the family, like of the person and her family, and a nice quote. And it is like stylish, it's unique, and that person opens it and find it like very thoughtful and unique gift. And it is just, I don't know, the tissue cover box is £25, and it includes all the personalization there. So the person who orders is happy, and that person who gets it, it's happy as well. So and we can, I can make the box for I don't know, newborn kids, for kids which are, they celebrate their birthdays. We can make a box with the wedding picture for a wedding anniversary, or for a wedding itself. And it all started with the boxes, but now it's more expanding, and because sometimes people want more, like they've already buy the box and they are looking for something else. So now it's tissue cover boxes as well, the wooden blocks where you can actually have your own photo and, for example, quote as well. So it can come for any occasion, like from Christmas to birthdays to friendship celebrity. And now at the moment, the hexagons, which you can see behind my back, are exploding, and because it's very like hexagons or circles are very modern now, very fashionable. So you can create your own design. And very popular at the moment are the Christmas bubbles, which are flat wooden Christmas bubbles with your own picture and, I don't know, Merry Christmas wording on the top. So, yeah.
Oh, wow. And you make absolutely everything to order. Is that right? So
everything. It has to be wood, first of all.
Yeah.
And this is how, I've started when... I didn't get back to work. And then I was like, it is not a happy story, because I just found out on my maternity leave that I'm not going back. So on the time when I should be like happy about all the new person in my life, I was like struggling with the foods because I had no money. And then I was invited for my best friend's wedding. And I wanted to give her something very like personal. I didn't want to just go buy a gift, especially if you're just struggling financially. So I was looking online and I found a box, and it was so much expensive because it was handmade. And I was thinking, yeah, but just the box will cost me like 10 times less. And I was like, I would do it by myself. So this is how I, ordered my first box. And when I look at that picture of the box I've created there, and it's so completely different, but I was so proud of myself that I've done something by myself. I couldn't wait for her to open it because I was so happy. But then, I started to watch some tutorials and I found the decoupage, and I've started to create stuff with decoupage. And one of my friends asked me if I can do a box for her kids. So I've ordered some bigger boxes and I had too many of them. And then I gave one of these, which I had spare, to one of my friends. And someone saw it at her house. And this is how I've got my first order for money. And it was like completely different story then, because first I wanted to do, I didn't have much money. I was giving presents to my family, and then someone noticed that and then wanted it. So this is how I got my first order. And then I've started to, then I was still struggling, like I wanted to go back to work, but I've realized one day that I had so many more orders because it was like, getting more popular, that I've said to myself, why do I have to prove to someone that I'm smart and clever if I can just do it my own business, and will start everything, like start all my energy not on going on and work for some others people. I will start to work for myself and I will try and make a brand. Then I've signed myself up for two marketing workshops, and first one, and then someone just made me think that it's not only in my boxes I can make the course how to make the box and show people that they can do it themselves. But I'm not that on that stage yet, because I feel that would be out of my comfort zone still. And I think today our conversation today is one like my first step towards it, that if I can be able to record my voice, I will be able to record myself. How do I do it? And then we'll take it from there.
Well, it's really good to have that to work towards. And as we were speaking about before we started recording, you do have to take things in small steps and move in stages that feel right for you, that you're comfortable with, that work around family, other commitments. You don't always have to go in and do everything day one. So I think it's really good that you've got that as a future plan, but you knew, you know, at the outset, you know, you didn't want to go and do that right away.
Yes, it's small steps which are the most important, because even if we take small steps, like even if you can work only half an hour a day, it's as long as it's going forwards, it makes you progress. So then you can, but we have to remember about one thing, because my to-do list is so massive that I always think, oh my God, I should have done this and I don't have that time for that, that I keep forgetting about looking backwards and see how big progress I have made. And especially I forget to say, Natalia, you've done well, because I keep saying that to my kids, but I keep forgetting about greeting myself, that look at your pictures, for example. I take my own pictures by the camera, but if you would go back on my Instagram account, sometimes I do it just to say to myself, oh, you've done well, because I couldn't find like proper lighting, and then I was telling before recording that if you don't know how to do something, you just keep it simple as possible, because now I add some details to the pictures and it helps to show that my product is bigger. When I do the baby box, I put the rattle by the side. So keep it like, I just keep developing with all the pictures I make. Well, not with all the, just the pictures, with everything basically.
Yeah, and I think that's the most important thing, isn't it? That you got started and slowly, slowly things evolve and you get better at things, your confidence grows. And I think it's really good that you do that looking back. I think a lot of us, you know, don't take the time to look back and see how far we've come, because we're always thinking of the next thing we should be doing, we could be doing. I mean, looking back and recognizing progress is brilliant. So how long was it since you first started creating your boxes?
Well, it was when my daughter was around 8 years old. So, sorry, my daughter is 8 years old, and I've done the first box when I was when she was born. She was around 1 year, 1 year old. So it's about 7 years. But at the beginning, it was just like tiny little hobby. And then from the moment I've learned how to transfer the picture into the box, it was just, then it exploded. Because first decoupage, but with decoupage, you have to be, I think, more creative. From the moment I've learned how to transfer the picture, now I can create everything on the computer and then transfer on the product, like with the boxes. For example, we create the quote, and around it you have the frame with the flowers, etc. And the best thing is that my kids are learning with me, because my daughter now, she's 8 years old, and she can use Canva by herself, and she've already designed a Christmas bubble for her teacher by herself. So she is learning how to design as well. So it's a good thing. But answering your question, if my first box I've done around 7 years ago, and 3 years ago I decided I'm gonna make it into the business, and at the moment I think I'm on this stage where I can say it's my good part-time job, because I will earn that much money if I would have to go and work. So, and I wanted to make it full-time. this is like, you know, if 1 year ago you would tell me that it's gonna work as good, I wouldn't say that it will. Like, but I think this year is very challenging for everyone, but it's a good opportunity for starting online business. Because if not now, then when? Because if everything is moving into online, because the shops are closed, people are looking into supporting small, tiny businesses or handmade in, people or crafters. The Christmas markets are closed, so you can go there and show yourself. Yeah.
Thank you. So it sounds like it was, for the first few years, it was perhaps more of a hobby and you're doing boxes, you know, for people who request them.
Yes, because I had like, when I've done like £200 in like 3 months' time or something, I was like, woohoo, opening the bottle of champagne because it was so good. Yeah. But now, if you do it, you can do it in a week or even quicker. And for that, I don't have to work 8 hours. I can, because, you know, you just paint the books, you leave it there and you can cook the dinner. Then you can design something while, you know, there are other, you have kids at house. So, and then when they go to sleep, you can roll those boxes, because this is how I do them. Like, first you have to glue the picture, which is laser print, and then you roll the paper out of it. So basically the printout is stays on their box. So I always call it that, I roll the boxes. So you can, you know, manage that while you're working at home. You can be able to set the dinner, do the laundry at the same time and work. But I've decided, you need to get a good strategy and good plan, and if use all the resources like you have. If you have the family who can look after your kids while you're working, use it. If you can, if you don't have family here, like I'm, like I'm immigrant, so I can use a good friend of mine. Sometimes it's hard because we don't have them, but I'm lucky enough to have my mom around, but she's working full time, so it's not much she can help. But still, it's, you know, small steps, small like amount, like use the time. And basically the best thing is to find someone who've already done all this stuff, and you listen smarter people than you. Like I was before I've started to listen to your podcast, and then I've already have the list of the stuff I have to work on after I've listened what you were saying. I still have to go back to the beginning and decide who my perfect customer is. I know this is my like weak point from the first day one on my marketing course. And then this like world out there where we can reach to find smarter people, or to listen to them. And first, they give so much for free, so we can learn from that. And if we, you know, do what they are telling us to do, and it's going to start working, and when we will earn some money, we can invest those money in developing our brands. You can, if you don't know how to make pictures, you can pay someone to take some pictures for you, or you can sign yourself for marketing course, and you can, you know, it's a big journey for me, especially because I've learned so much. I know I have many more stuff to learn, and then but yeah, it's a lovely journey because you learn and you develop constantly, not only your brand but yourself as well.
Yeah, thank you. So coming back to your journey, so what, right, actually coming back to right to the beginning of your journey, what happened? So what made the change for you? So you, what made you, I guess I'm trying to establish, when did you decide you wanted this to be a business rather than a hobby? And what had changed for that, for you to be in a different space with it?
Well, it was when I was spending money to work for somebody because I wanted to get back or to start where I was back in Poland, because back in Poland, my background was based in film industry. And then I wanted to get into that in England, but then I found it too much struggling, because I had to, you know, when you have kids and starting working in the film industry, it's not that easy, because you have to be fully committed to the work you're doing, and having two kids, it's not, you know, something you can go and work 12 hours a day or working weekends. I said to myself, I don't want to do it anymore. I think it's totally easy if you do something first and then you have kids and you know how to deal it. The employer knows you, so will help you, you know, to take half of the work to home, for example. So I said, I cannot compete with people who will be willing to work for free because they're, I don't know, dependent on their parents and they're younger. I said, it's not worth it. And I just don't want to prove it to someone that I'm smarter and then I can be, you know, it's worth to give me a chance. I said, no, I just gave up on that. I just said, I will do the boxes because I will be able to stay with my kids and work at the same time. And then, yeah, I found it that it's working.
Great. And how did you, so when you decided you wanted to run this as a business, how did you get your first orders? How did you start getting people aware of you and what you were offering?
Mainly through the social media, when you have people looking for the products, like where I can find something good for my brother-in-law, I don't know, 40th birthday. And then you have this bunch of people saying, yeah, you can find it here. Mostly through that. And I've noticed that before I was thinking that I will need like lots of customers, but it's not true. I don't need a lot of customers. I have my usual clients, which orders constantly, even every 3 months, because there's always someone's birthdays, there's always someone new who's born, or there's someone's wedding or wedding's anniversary. So I have my usual clients, and one in particular, she's like, she's the kind of person when I think, she phoned me up 2 years ago for the first time, and she wanted like the box for her daughter's 16th birthday, but she said, but the boxes you have, they are too small. So this is how I started to make like a large chests, which are like 56 centimeters long, so you can use it for blankets or toys. So I've done the first box for her, and she always looking for something more. So this is how I never gave up at the start. So someone say wants something, and I'm like, oh, I've never done it before, but I will be really happy to do that for you. And I usually gave them better price, and then this is how my portfolio expanded. And first I had like 3 sizes of boxes, and now my friend told me, because Etsy shop is on my like to-do list, because I have the shop on Etsy but no sales in there, because I have to work on my SEO. So she said, I will help you, but you need to, you know, prepare yourself, your pictures and the list of your products. And when I started to type the list of my products, I said, oh my God, I have like a full A4 page of my products. And I said, I didn't even realize that I've developed so much. So now I have to build the shop and Etsy and expand for more customers, not only, you know, the people on, from Facebook groups, but just to have, you know, more regular, more clients. And because before, what was stopping me was that I made them so personalized that I wanted, you know, to person to discuss about it, but I need more like more temple, more work with temples where actually someone will have the design ready for them and just replace the picture and the quote. And, you know, because people want everything quick and they just want to press and have it done. So this is what I'm going to work on, like to have the shop where somebody can actually easily order without talking about that too much with me, because it's possible to do it now. You just have to send me the email and just, but I think it might be too complicated and scare some customers away. So yeah,
that sounds good. And that sounds like, yeah, as you go along, you do find ways to make your, you know, change your processes, whether it's to make it easier or more efficient. I really love, by the way, the fact that you have so many clients that come back to you and back to you, and the fact that they're sort of, you know, they're impacting how you expand your range of products, I think is amazing, because it shows, you know, you're really creating what your customers want. And the fact that you're getting so much business from word of mouth as well, from people recommending you on Instagram and Facebook, I think is fantastic. So do you do any sort of, do you have to do much marketing yourself, or at the moment is most of your business coming from recommendations?
It is coming from recommendations, but you know, at the beginning I told you that in a couple of months I've made like £200, but we're just humans, so we want more and more. So because I've already done certain stage, I want even more. So it's nice to have this small bunch of customers, but I think I want to develop more and have more customers and be more financially independent from what I'm doing right now. It is possible, but as I said, you have to learn from somebody smarter or somebody who've already went through the journey, because it will save you time. And I have to focus on more marketing as well, on like how to promote myself more. I do it now by myself on Facebook and Instagram, but I have to work on this, and we'll take it from there.
Thank you. So you mentioned when we were speaking before we started recording that even though you've been doing this for a while, you feel like you're only just starting out. So can you talk to that a bit more, please?
Yeah, because in last, I think that I'm only started because when I where I wanted to be 2 years ago, it's completely different way for me, because I had like shop on my to-do list for a long, long time. And then in last 2 years, we had some struggles with my partner's health. So there was something which came first, and I couldn't, develop as much, because it is hard sometimes when you have kids' house, a home to look after, and then it's enough work when I just have to do the products. So I have to, when I'm not so busy, I should get going on these, building the shop, etc. But this is like funny story, because usually when I'm not, when I have a quieter period, I'm really like, oh my God, nobody likes my product. You know, sometimes you have that little voice behind inside your head telling you you're not good enough, etc. And then when I have orders and I'm around all these beautiful things and I'm so proud of what I've done, then I'm like, yeah, I can do that and I can do that. And if I found it by myself that more, if more busy I am, I'm more creative and I can do much more stuff. Like this year, for example, my best selling month this year was August, when my partner was ill because he was in the hospital in July, and then he was at home purely, and I had kids to look after, obviously no school because it was holiday. And then I had to pack my stuff because we were moving house. And then I've done the sale because I wanted to get rid of the boxes, so I would have less to move from one house to another. And I have like a massive sale, and I've done it. And now when I look at that, I was like, how I've done it. Like, I had so much energy to do it. And yeah, when I look back, I'm just feeling proud of myself. So that's what you have to, you know, to do every single day. You have to tell yourself that you're good.
Absolutely. And I think what you say about time is really interesting. I think you're right that when you're busy, it's almost easier to be motivated and have lots of energy. Yeah. And when it's quiet, it's actually can be harder to get yourself to do things. But then that's I guess that's also a challenge when you're making your products, because when you're busy, your priority always has to be making the products, because that's ultimately how you're making your money. So I can completely see how marketing and all the other tasks, because there are so many other tasks, aren't there, and we have to do them all, I can completely see how they, you know, the actual making would be the priority over everything else.
Yeah.
So you've mentioned your, you know, your family a few times. I know you have young children. So how does your business, you know, does it work around family? Is it, can you find a balance?
Yeah, I can. Now at the moment, it's easier because they are back at school full time. But back in the time when only my daughter was going to nursery for 3 hours, I had everything well organized that when she was at school, I was doing my workout, and workouts make me keep going even better because I don't know, endorphins helps me. So I think that I'm more effective when I can do exercises. Then, but it stopped when I done some, I had some joint problems, and I had to stop working out. But it's still, you know, handling the time, like you can work when your kid is sleeping or in the evening. If you can just, you know, find 1 hour in the evening, that will be a profit. Because as I said, it would be just small steps.
Yeah, I think that's good. I mean, it's always a juggle, isn't it? And I guess it especially must be harder to juggle when you have, as you mentioned before, you're doing something that's quite messy, presumably takes up space.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's because we've changed the flat now, and I still don't struggle. Don't have my like space to work, and I mostly work in my living room. Still, sometimes. I have to, you know, give myself my kids dinner on the coffee table instead of the dining one. But still, they know that I work because my daughter helps me with painting boxes. My son is unscrewing them before painting, so they know. They are part of it. They feel part of it. And so I think I do it for them to show them that even because they can hear me that sometimes I'm struggling because I did something and it's not quite as good as it's supposed to be. And but I don't give up. It's I will fix it and I will do it eventually. So it's good to set that example for them that you will work on this stuff. And even, yeah, and I bought myself a desk where I can work on now, but it's still, I have a mess on the desk and on my dining table. So I have to work on the a bit of space in the shed because I paint usually in the garden. It's hard in the winter time, but still you can do it. It's not everyone's work which or products which will be, you know, messy. It is me, but yeah. So you have to, you know, put something to protect the carpet and there's always a way to find it out. And the small things, we should not let them to stop us from what we want to achieve.
Yeah. And I think, as you said, that's a really good message to give to your kids as well. And good for your kids to see you finding solutions and finding ways to work around things, because hopefully that reinforces that in our children as well, if they see us looking for solutions and having that kind of attitude. I think that's really nice for children to see that.
Yeah.
So just a few final questions before we finish up, if that's okay. So can you tell us a few things that you love about having a business selling products as opposed to maybe anything else you've done?
What I love the most is the emotions. The emotions which are connected with the products. Because one of my first big boxes I've created was for my best friend's 30th birthday. And I've contacted her family back in Poland to send me her picture when she was a little baby. So I've put it on the top and then there was the message on the side of the box, Carpe Diem, enjoy the moment. And inside I've put a picture of her with her mom, which is already not with her. And that person, she is really straight and she never shows like so emotional. So when she opened that box, she burst into tears because she was so happy. And this is like what I love about the product, because I knew that she might feel emotional, but she was so glad and happy that it was like, you know, so special that this is what I like when clients call me and tell me that someone's having the birthday and they want to surprise them and we create something, we think about a good quote which will, you know, will heart move. So I'm happy because I help someone. The person who orders is happy because it's making someone a very nice present. The only thing which is I miss is when that person opens the present and to see that emotions on people's faces is what I'm like missing. But you know, after I've expanded, I'm not there anymore, but I have the positive feedbacks from my clients. And sometimes I get a little videos of a little person unwrapping the present. And then there is a box and the people reactions about are very nice as well. So all these good emotions, which are, you know, positive vibes, which are going and I'm spreading with the world, is just what keeps me going and what I love about what I create.
That's lovely. And that's so special. That's really lovely. And your products are, I can totally see they're so personalized and, you know, you can see that they're made with so much love as well. So I will link to your website in the show notes so people can go over and take a look at them, because you can completely see just from looking at the pictures how much care goes into them.
It's thank
very,
you.
I'm talking to you as well. It's so obvious. So I have one final question, if that's okay, which is what would be your number one piece of advice for someone who wanted to start out now creating and selling their products?
Never give up. It's like sometimes we have this voice telling us, or we have those people around us, and I've met a lot of them, oh, that's not going to work. Or this for that much money? Or are you crazy? And it's like, you know, you have all these people with bad advices. Just don't listen to them. Surround yourself or network yourself with people who do similar stuff to yours. Listen to good advice. Sometimes if you have a person who's in like similar field, it might help you and tell you that you can do better pictures or use better lightings or give you small tips. You know, it's you have to like sometimes network. I've met so many great people while I'm doing what I'm doing, even though those people are selling different stuff like clothes or jewelry makers, or they are into photography. It's so nice that I loved my journey through that, and I'm learning a lot as well. So, you know, you just never gave up. Just put it on the piece of the note, on the like on your pictures and on your mirror, and just, you know, keep going.
I think that's brilliant advice. Thank you. And I also like the piece you said about not, you know, there's listening to people who maybe have got your best interests at heart and can say, you know, you might want to improve this. But yes, just negativity. Yeah, there's no place for that. I agree. There's no place for people who tell you that you can't succeed or you, all of those things. I completely agree.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much for your time today. It's been really lovely to talk to you.
Thank you very much for inviting me.
No problem. Thank you for everything you've shared.
Thank you.
I really hope you enjoyed this conversation with Natalia and myself. As always, I'd love to hear from you. You can get in touch, Vicky@tinychipmunk.com, or you can find me on Instagram at Vicky Weinberg Product Creation. If you've enjoyed this episode, please do consider subscribing so you don't miss any future episodes. Thank you so much for being here and looking forward to speaking to you next week. Hi, this is just a little note. Say if you've enjoyed this episode or indeed any of the episodes and you would like to, I don't know, buy me a coffee or something, you can actually now leave tips. So there's a link to how to do this in the show note. Of course, do not feel obliged to do this. This is a free podcast. This will always be a free podcast. But as I say, if you want to buy me a coffee, you can do that via the link in the show notes.